I'm now in process of my thesis defense in main astronomical observatory in NASA, Ukraine, and for my thesis I have two main results. At first it was created a geometrical model that permits to calculate the emitting area of system with the central spherical object and the disk around and inclined on any angle as we want. And then based on this investigation, based on evolutionary model for brown dwarf and Chang and Goldrich model for planetary disk, was created an atlas of 1120 SCDs for systems with very different parameters, as you can see here. And my poster is dedicated, with my poster I want to show you how these different parameters, which interest do they make on SCD. So mass is very important parameter, mass of central object, and it mainly affects an intensity of SCD. Most massive objects have bigger intensity, as it's shown seen here. So, and age also, brown dwarf cooling with age, so younger objects are much brighter, have bigger flux, and it's also very important to take into account geometry of the object, if there is inner hole or not. So here is an example for system without inner hole, and here it is it. And inclination also, it's very important parameter. And also it's very important if there is inner hole or not. And the very interesting moment that I found that when system is located face on, then flux from the system without inner hole will always be bigger. On this graph, it's blue. Blue line is for a gapless system, because emitting area of such system always bigger.
But then
on the bigger inclination angles, situation is changed, because inner edge of the disk starts to cover part of central object from very small angles, and for the systems that have inner hole, it's up to very big inclination angles, so then flux from such system will be bigger, up to very big inclination angle. So I just want to leave you with the conclusion, and sure, I'm looking forward to see you in front of my poster. It's G3.
Thank you very much.